That's a good one.
That one's good to me. I like that one. Sorry, are we supposed to be being quiet?
Can we never get this done in time ever?
Get ready.
The first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Hey y'all, this is Heather. Welcome to another episode of Fishy Radio. And tonight I have with me Dee and Jeannie. And we got a special guest tonight, Josh Olive.
Hey y'all.
From Radio Waterline. Y'all are nerds, you realize that?
I'm just sitting here waiting.
Today I went out fishing. I had such an amazing day, so I figured maybe tell you all about it. If you want to hear it, fun little adventure.
I got a picture that I really want to hear more details on.
What? Oh yeah, that picture. Uh-huh, okay.
Wait. Just so we're clear, I'm sitting at work. I'm sitting at work in my office, and I get a text message to my telephone.
Yeah.
And I thought, ooh, Heather wants to talk about something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it was? It was a picture of Heather on the boat while I'm at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, I was mowing grass.
Yeah, you don't sound convincing. I don't think she's...
But you know what? I was just so excited. I could not wait till tonight to share that picture with y'all.
That picture was pretty amazing, so I'm ready to hear about it.
How sunburned was she in the picture?
It was not a picture of me. It was a picture of fish.
It was a picture of
fish. That's why it was so exciting. It was a picture of bait fish on the bottom of the boat.
Right.
That I caught using the cast net for the first time ever by myself.
So this is a milestone picture.
It is.
For Heather.
This whole adventure thing is all new for me. I mean, a few weeks ago, I took the boat out by myself, went out fishing by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Not something I've done before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm throwing the cast net, catching the bait for three guys on the boat with me, and I'm the one doing it. So, yeah, today was an awesome day.
It was a great day. So, today was the day that I decided that I'm selling Jolene. And I'm just coming out with you.
Oh, I thought you were being serious. I was going to say, what?
She cannot sell
I'm just
going to
go with Heather now.
I will come with you. I don't have that skiff, that flat bottom boat like you do.
Oh, I got me a new bait catcher.
Yes.
Look at that.
I will come with you
and
catch
your
baits.
Watch what you wish for. Like 4 o'clock. Come on.
Yep.
All right.
4 a.m.
Yeah, somebody stand on the bow of the boat and throw the cast net.
You could, start a business, man. Because, you know, all those captains, they do not want to get out of bed at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning to go catch bait. So you could just,
But then you got some of them.
You can man up.
Captains that'll just pick up their clients and then take them out with them and then catch the bait and use that kind of. Well, I guess most of them don't count it as part of their time.
So how long was the cast net? Yeah. How big was your cast net?
It was a 7-foot.
So when you threw it out, did you open it all the way?
I did.
You did?
Pancaked it the first time. Yes.
Was it a quarter or 3/8?
It was quarter.
Oh.
It was a quarter. But I'd practiced before just in the yard, not trying to catch bait, just practicing. Yeah. And I sucked at it. It was so bad. I'd half pancake it. It was horrible. But first time in the water doing it, it turned out amazing. It was awesome.
That's awesome. When we were kids, the way we practiced on how to open up the cast net, which probably it would not fly in today's world, we'd have the young kid, whoever was the shortest and the youngest, you give them about 3-second head start and see if you could throw that cast net over top of them and catch them in it. It was a lot of damage.
That's funny.
We used to do that.
This is what goes on in St. James City.
When you cast netted them fish today, the boat was moving, right? Was the boat moving, or you just didn't
No, it wasn't moving. We had
Well, you pulled up onto the fish, and the fish probably weren't. You had to walk Did around the boat to try to chase them down,
them
right?
Up, yeah, we chummed them up.
You chummed them up. Oh, you used chum to come get
yeah,
them?
Yeah, we used the Book of Coast chum.
Old James.
That's cheating. Bait fish, yes.
That's good
That's
stuff.
Cheating.
But you know
cheating.
What? We didn't start chumming till we saw the little ones there. We chummed to get the bigger
How
ones.
How is that cheating?
Us.
I don't know. Because I never did it. I just think it's cheating.
You don't chum?
No, we run along the beach.
Yeah.
Play
the bars.
Play Russian roulette on the beach.
So get you're run and gun chasing the bait instead.
Yes. Well, the reason why I said that is because usually when you're throwing, you got somebody driving you over to a pod or there they are, drive over there. It's always a moving target. It's never just like, okay, and then you can do that, but the odds of getting them, unless you're chumming them, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, if
we
you're running
anchored.
Up on them, chasing down the beach.
It was her first cast netted bait. Can you not just be happy for a while?
No, the reason why.
Get her, Josh.
There's a reason.
Thank you, Josh.
I am very happy, but the reason why I'm saying that is that's why we had the little kids run across the front yard.
Okay.
Because. Yeah.
The target practice.
The target
is this
practice.
What you did with your kid? This is what you did with your youngins?
Well,
you were
cast for a minute.
Well, the good thing is she has kids, so she can go.
She can do that.
Oh, I can.
See, boom. Be like, yeah, kick the ball out there, say, go get it.
Fortunately, there's only one little enough, though.
You can cast net Steve because he can't run as fast.
Yeah. Oh. That is awesome.
That is so mean.
That is. I'm going to do that.
But you know you're going to do it.
Yeah, I might. Yeah. It sounds kind of fun.
Well, anyway, that's the reason why I say that, because usually, like, when we were kids, we just run down the beach looking for pods.
Okay.
Then you get the bow of your boat, just take that wave, just barely over the beach, and then come back.
You've really never chummed for bait?
No, never.
Kitty feed and some Purina? And
no, we
really?
Just always chased the bait. Run down.
Well, but, I mean, you can do that, but what happens if you can't do that? You gotta sit there and... I mean, best case scenario is that you find them and you can throw on them, but if you don't, you gotta break out the little cozy kitten and the Purina.
She's just bad button up that she doesn't need to do that.
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No. I just never done it.
So I'm selling Jolene and going with you then.
So, like, use a tropical fish food?
Well, it was the Boca Coast. She was using the Boca Coast chum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is tropical fish food.
Is that
with on, like, yeah.
Pixie dust?
Yeah, on
he's
steroids.
Got his own formula that he makes.
With menhadenol, and it's tropical fish food on steroids. It's pretty great stuff.
He's got Tinkerbell in a cage.
Yeah. You ain't
forcing her to produce.
Kidding.
Yeah. Heck, that stuff is so popular. It's awesome. I've had people call me from, like, I want to say Orlando, called me at the shop asking me if I could pack it up and ship it to them.
Yeah. That stuff is, legit magic. And then he has the dip, too. If you're using, like, a cut bait, you can dip it in that stuff.
Yep.
I used that a couple times, and that stuff's pretty incredible.
See. It's terrible at Cheetos.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Oh, Cheetos.
Really don't want to know.
You get it on your hands, and I'm assuming you're eating some Cheetos. That's another thing on the shrimp boat. That
is
really
the Cheetos
sucks.
Bait for you or bait for the fish?
The Cheetos is just a snack.
No, oh, so
some,
you're bait for you.
A snack is just a snack.
Okay. Yeah. Don't ask questions. Well, I saw a video of people using jalapeno peppers to catch bull reds.
Yeah, but have you ever tried to put a Cheeto on a hook?
Well, so no. I mean, I have not. But I can imagine, and then once you throw it in the water, it's going to get soggy anyhow, but...
I bet you could catch a tilapia on one.
Tilapia.
I bet you could. You want to do a Cheeto
It's kind of like a tilapia.
You know
a
Cheeto
challenge.
Oh.
A Cheeto fishing challenge?
Challenge accepted.
All right.
This is what you do. You get a bag of Cheetos, throw it out there, wait for them. Throw that over top of them. I win, sucker.
That's the way to
but
do it.
But that's cheating because you're chumming.
Oh, that's right.
You're chumming with Cheetos.
See, chumming gets me every time. That's why I don't do it. That would be cool, though.
All right, so back to my day. Today's all about me, by the way.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, kidding. Told y'all before about my fascination with sharks, and I love shark fishing. Well, I still have not caught my big shark. So that was one of the goals today. Steve found some big bull sharks, about 5-6 foot, last week, so he was going to try to get me on one today. Well, we had other people with us. I'm like, fine. You know, Steve's like, okay, who's got the first one? I'm like, rock, paper, scissors for it, right? So, rock, paper, scissors, of course I lose, so I don't get the first hookup. So yeah, he ends up getting hooked up, decent one. And all these pictures and stuff y'all see later on our Facebook page, by the way. And the shark. But, I'm losing my words here. Oh, yeah. So, he got hooked up on the, bull shark. And then we sat there for probably, like, another hour and a half. Not one more hookup. It's like these big sharks, no matter what kind it is, will not... What's the word? Elude? Is that the right word?
They're elusive. Yes. How did the hookup on the bull shark go?
It was good.
Not that we want to talk about him and his fish, but
exactly.
Still.
But no, it was actually really kind of fun.
Did he get it to the boat?
Chunk bait. Yes, he ended up getting it to the boat, but first took off. Took a lot of.
Right.
Took a lot of line, so we ended up actually reversing up to it to gain some line, and okay. Actually ended up reversing all the way to it. But of course, he's fighting it some.
How big was it?
But Oh, I don't know.
I mean, was it a big bull shark?
Or it was a bigger bull shark.
Okay.
Probably maybe about 5 foot or so.
How long did it take?
I'm no good with estimations, but...
So somewhere between 3 and 8 feet.
Exactly.
3 and 10.
Yes, I am not
I mean,
normal...
close enough, right?
Yeah, I can't do that whole estimation.
Did you say you're not normal? Is that what you said?
Yes, I am not the normal fisherman. I can't do that estimation and guessing. And
then it's always at least 10 foot.
Okay.
At least.
I will remember
always.
That for next
however
time.
However long you can do this.
As long as my arms are. It was that big.
Right.
But where yeah, we ended up getting it.
So where was you at?
Around Bull Bay.
Around, like, you know, coast?
Like in Bull Bay or Cape Hayes or?
No, further. Further down, Bull
so
Bay.
So you were in Bull Bay?
Oh, what's it called? There's the little islands right there. Some Gallagher's Cut, is that what it is?
Okay.
Yeah.
Gallagher's leads you in the Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Yes, then that's where we were.
Okay.
I said close to Bull Bay.
So you got a 10-foot...
I'm still learning.
That's close. You got a 12-foot... You got a 13-foot bull shark in Turtle Bay?
Yes, I got a 13-foot bull shark in Turtle Bay.
And Gallagher's Cut... A 14-foot bull shark in Gallagher's Cut?
This is how the story goes, you know? Started off, it was only 6.
This is why I need you ladies in my life. You got to teach me the ways of a fisherwoman. 150-pound
bull shark in Turtle Bay?
Unfortunately, it wasn't mine, so now it just shrunk.
Oh, so it was the little 40-pound, little 40-pound
exactly.
Bull shark that your buddy caught in yes. Turtle Bay. Okay, yes. I get it now.
Correct. So, did you catch a shark?
I did not. That was the whole point of my rant here. Did you not listen, Josh?
Well, I heard that he caught a shark, but I thought maybe you said you were taking turns. Maybe your turn was next.
My turn was next, and then we never hooked up again. I didn't get that turn. I've been fishing for 5 years now. And I still have
Can
not gotten a large
was?
Shark.
Can I tell you what the problem was?
What's the problem?
You had enough confidence in yourself to go out and to go ride the boat on your own. You had enough confidence in yourself to catch bait on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't had enough confidence to go shark fishing on your own. You've been taking somebody else's bad mojo with you. You've been relying on that for your luck. And
okay.
It's not there because you need to rely on yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're going out with somebody else to shark fish with you, that person needs to be two things, mm-hmm. passenger, photographer, and that's it.
Yeah.
You need to do this for yourself, on your own, mm-hmm. on your terms. Make
All
it
right.
happen.
Well, then you know what, Josh? Mm-hmm. I need you to come idea. With me one time because I do not have a good photographer.
You know what I think it is? I think it's just because it was Little Shark Day and you don't catch little fish.
Yeah.
So that's all it
okay.
was.
Okay.
Why would
you were just allowing other people to catch the small fish today out of the goodness of your heart. That's what you do for other people. And I think that makes you an awesome person, Heather.
Awesome. But yeah, I kind of agree with what Josh said, though, about the whole confidence thing. Because me, when I didn't catch them, I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't get hooked up just because the big sharks don't want me. I mean, I've been trying for 5 years now, and I still haven't got one, so it's got something to do with that.
You haven't
mojo.
Caught a shark at all? Nothing?
No, the big
sharks,
ones.
Yes.
Oh, the ones
a
that she's
shark.
Waiting on.
You know,
the big
one that I cannot pick up and bring into the boat.
Well, he
I guess
wasn't
any
there
of them
today.
I could. Exactly.
That's why you let everybody else catch
but
all
yes,
the other
I
fish.
Need to change my mind frame when I'm going out for a shark. Mm. I will do that next time.
And take Josh with you. To
yes.
be your photographer. And then he can be your... He seems like a pretty good cheerleader,
so,
too.
Josh, that one time we went out fishing together, we caught sharks that day, didn't we?
We did. We caught lots of sharks.
But no big ones, right?
No, there weren't any big ones, but we weren't trying to catch big ones either. We had a couple of shark fishing newbies there, and we were intentionally trying to catch some smaller ones because
just to bend the
that's
rod.
Really what they needed.
Right.
They needed to start out with little sharks.
Okay.
You don't really want to start out with a monster shark. You need to start out with something little.
Yeah, I think that's part of my thing. My first time shark fishing out there, I didn't get a big one, but the first time ever, I was catching the littler ones, but then Steve hooked up into his 5, 6, 7 foot lemon shark that first time, so it was just like, it's still, I want a big one.
Y'all can't lie worth a flip. I don't think this fishing thing's going to work out for y'all.
Yeah, these things, these days, you can't really, because everybody's like, you caught us how long? And you didn't even take a picture of it? You know what I mean? Like, so you kind of got you on that. If you ain't got the picture, it didn't happen. That's what I see.
That's right.
Yeah, well, today I got the pictures. I took pictures of, like, every fish I caught, except for the mackerel. Even if they were small fish.
So there's new shark regulations, ain't there?
Yes. I have not learned them, though, because I think they're mostly from
shore. I bet
shore.
Josh knows them.
But you had to be abiding by them today, right? When you went shark
fishing?
Yeah,
but I was with Steve, and he's the captain, and he's got to know all the laws.
Yeah, but that's
kind of
like ground checking.
So leave it
like,
for him.
You catch it, and then you try to figure out what the regulations are. Like, you drop... <what? laughs> You are not... Oh my god.
Alright, let's turn off Baby Shark now. I don't want Baby Shark. I want Grandpa Shark.
Oh boy. Yeah, focus.
I know that one all my heart. that.
Are we talking about new shark rules?
Yes.
All right, so I've been informed
we were talking
also,
about ground
ladies,
checking.
That we need to get maybe some more details into our shows.
Details.
About details.
Oh, you want details.
Details. Not like the fun details, like the informational details. Like
you mean
the equipment.
Helpful, useful things?
Yes, not just
why would
stories.
Anybody want to do something like that?
All right, so.
If you want to have that kind of show, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we were shark fishing with today, we had 60-pound braid, pen clash, and a Starcegus. Like, I think it was a 10 to 20. So it was a decent rod, not too heavy, but heavy enough.
That's
and then used a piano wire.
I see that seems like a really odd choice to me, and I'm not questioning Steve or his shark fishing ability or anything like that. But I would never use that for shark fishing.
Why
60
not?
Pound braid and a 10 to 20 pole
shark? No wire.
Maybe
leader.
I'm off on the pole.
Well, the rod seems really light, especially
right.
those
maybe
stars,
it was
Aegis
a 15-25. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely off. Maybe I should have brought
details. Details.
Right?
Was it maybe a Star Stellar light rod and a 15-25?
No, it wasn't a Stellar because it had that different butt on it.
The different butt?
Yes, it had
different?
A round butt. It wasn't the...
Like a fighting rod?
Yeah, it had a round butt on it. It didn't have this.
You know, you can
butt
take those off and put them. Is it something like that?
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't the removable rod butt. It was like ended up getting stuck and it came off, but it wasn't supposed to.
But if I'm shark fishing, I want a rod that has a lot more toughness to it. And the Aegis is a great rod because it has a lot of sensitivity to it. But that's for something like working an artificial lure or trying to get the best action out of a soft plastic or a topwater, something like that. But for really pulling on a bigger fish, the Aegis would definitely not be my top choice. A heavy Stellar Light, absolutely. You know, maybe one of the Billfisher rods would be a good choice too. But, you know, I want something with a softer tip and a lot more flex to it. And that Aegis just doesn't have it.
Yeah.
So I will find out exactly what it was and get back to y'all next week.
So the new shark regulations.
New shark regulations. So if you're fishing from a boat... The main thing that you're dealing with is the requirement to have a circle hook, an inline circle hook. Just like when you're fishing for grouper and snapper out there, you have to use an inline circle hook. Now you have to have an inline circle hook when you're shark fishing. You have to have something that you can use to cut that hook and or the wire leader. So you got to make sure that you have a good heavy-duty cutter out there. The cutter on your pliers is not enough. It needs to be a real cutter. And you also have to be able to identify what kind of shark you're catching, because if it's a prohibited species, like, for example, a sandbar shark or a hammerhead shark, you can't take that fish out of the water. You have to keep it in the water while you're getting it cut loose and released.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, if you're land-based shark fishing, there's also a new permit that you have to have. And I'm not going to tell you what the other regulations are that go along with that, because you'll learn those when you go online and get your permit. Mm-hmm. So
obviously he has a shark permit, the new shark permit?
Shark permit. Have my land-based shark
permit. Oh, land-based shark.
Yeah, you have
if
to have that.
Boat,
that's right.
Don't
that's
have
right.
to have the permit. If you're on land, you have to have that's that right. land-based shark permit to fish for sharks.
That comes up with this stuff.
Well, the land-based shark permit is kind of neat, not because it's a permit that you have to have, but because there's also a course that goes along with it. And while you're taking that half hour to 45 minute course, you're also going to learn a lot of stuff about sharks, which is really cool.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I like an educated angler, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. I do.
And right, this is why we have you here today, Josh.
Was that enough information? Can we go back to being wackadoo girls now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I personally, yes, I've never targeted shark fishing. I've never went out there.
All right,
so that's
D, Jeannie, either of you fish this week? Last weekend?
Well, I did shelling this week again. I had family in town, and we went shelling and saw some dolphins. You know, the regular, all the snowbirds-y type things.
All the touristy things.
Yes, so that's what we did. We they stayed out on Santa Bo.
Now, did you have fun doing that? Don't lie.
Yeah, actually, it was fun. It was fun because it was a change of pace, you know. Usually when you get out on the water, it's like, yeah, you know, you got a plan. You're going to catch fish. This is what we're going to go trout fishing.
Work.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff to get in order.
Work.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice just to go out there and just whatever you feel like doing, do.
That's why it's touristy. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So I guess doing that once in a while is always good.
It's not terrible. Especially this time of year. Like we talked about last week, it's a great time for it because this dang wind will not lay down so that we can
I saw the picture you posted. It didn't include a fishing pole.
Over it. Listen, I'm going out tomorrow. Am I allowed to say hell or high water? Come heck or high water? Come H-E double stock hockey sticks?
Listen.
H-E.
You can't say
you know
it.
What I mean.
You can say it.
You can go through the whole list of FCC regulations and see what you can and can't say. But what we do on Radio Waterline, and what I told Mike, because Mike is the one who wants to cuss.
Yeah.
I said, if you wouldn't say it in front of a kindergartner, then don't say it on the radio show.
Oh.
So you have to modify your language so that you're not offending.
I mean, I don't like to cuss, but hell or high water is kind of it's one of those, what's that? It's a saying, right? So come hell or high water.
Interesting, it you can say heck, though. Heck or high water. Hades or high water.
Because that has the same ring to it?
Come the devil's house or high
water. Come the devil's house or high water. Jolene and I are going swimming tomorrow, and we're going to catch some fish, because I'm like a...
You're over it, huh?
Crack. I'm probably not allowed to say that either. I'm like a... I don't know.
Thank you.
Beep, 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 beep. That's what I am.
All right, ladies. I know I'm cutting you off.
Oh, Lord.
But it's time to say goodbye. Until next week, we will have more fun adventures.
Shenanigans.
Shenaniganery. What Josh called us, what, our crazy girl talk?
That's not what he called us inside.
I don't think we're... Beep, 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 beep.
You can't say that.
Beep!
Went over that. Beep, beep, beep!
All right, bye, girls.
Tight lines.
Bye, y'all.
What's that old-timey stuff that you did when you were communicating with submarines in the
Morse code?
That's what it's. How our whole program sounds. Beep, 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 beep,